The Farmington boys basketball team has had some great days in the past few weeks, but the best day might be yet to come. Nine times the Knights had gone to the state playoffs, and nine times they came away empty-handed. Good teams to be sure, but none that earned the label of great. But after last season, Coach Justin Callahan assessed his returning talent, saw the work ethic, and considered the possibilities. He asked one question: why not us?
Not too many days, really, right after a gut-wrenching loss over Park Hills, you know, Red District Championship. We started working that Monday. We did not want to go through that again. But when we had our banquet, I said, you know, as we're going down the list, I'm thinking, you know, I get on them pretty hard. I work them hard. I do. But I know that that's what it takes to get to that next level. And I said, well, why not this? Why has it got to be Sykeston, Cape Notre Dame? Why has it got to be one of those, you know, Cape Central? Look at this. Look at what we got coming back. Why not? You know, look at the skill level. Look at that. You know, we got some decent athleticism here. Why not? You know, why not? I've got a great group here, obviously, and they've worked so hard.
And as it turned out, this was the year. The breakthrough occurred in the sectional round in Poplar Bluff. Farmington faced Cape Central, a team that had beaten them by 12 earlier in the season. But a blend of patience, stifling defense, and deadly shooting gave Farmington its first win in state playoff history.
A tap away from behind. Now a pass down to the right low block. Pratt. Pratt going to work it back outside. That's to Callahan. Callahan looks for the drive. Left-handed crossover dribble to the left corner. That's England. Now to Callahan. Top of the key. There's Barnes. Down to the left corner. England snaps off a three. Got it. Oh, ho, ho! The Farmington Knights worked a minute and a half off the clock and then drilled a triple.
The victory gave the Knights not only their first quarterfinal game in school history, but also a return to home. At the Farmington Civic Center, the Knights knocked off the Bayless Broncos.
England finds Callahan, had the three, didn't want it, comes off, kicks to the left corner, a better look at three, and DJ Hardy, bang, bang, his second triple of the game. That's a great job by these Knights, turning down a good look for an even better one. And a 14-point lead for Farmington on the Hardy three. Callahan rips it up, goes behind his back, driving in from the left side, bounces it off the window, couldn't hit it. Tap try Hardy not there. Third try will go in for Brett Mann. Mann has 4 points. And man, are these Knights playing well. 34-18. The lead swells back to 16 points.
And now, after a win in their hometown to put them into their first Final Four, the Farmington Knights travel farther from home than they've ever been, all the way to Columbia, to the Final Four, for a chance at greatness, a chance for a state championship.
You've never been to the state championships. It's just hard to beat that atmosphere. All day long, the high school teams coming in and out, the different teams, the different student sections. It's just awesome. It can't be beat. And just to imagine being able to step out on that floor and be a participant instead of sitting up there and stand watch, it would be amazing.
So as these Knights get set to take on the Lafayette Fighting Irish in the Class 4 state semifinal, they ask, why not? Why not us? Why not have our best day right now at this moment on J98?